Live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Total Education Show, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators. Here's your host of the show, Neil Haley, the Total Tutor.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can go to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google Plus, Neil Haley, on a Periscope, at TotalTutor. And this is a guests I had on before, and we've become great friends, and now it's the big show. It's time to find out what has happened to them since their last episode. So I'm excited to welcome the program celebrities Jason and Kasia Hitch, stars of TLC's hit show 90 Day Fiancé. Jason and Kasia, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having us.
It's very interesting, Jason, that finally the date is here, October 4th. Finally, we're going to get to find out what has happened to you guys, unless we've already have been in that whole connection mode of, you know, following you on Twitter and Facebook. But this is really going to be interesting. Where are they now after the last episode of 90 Day, right?
Well, the good thing about it is that if you just stop watching the show after the tell-all episode there in December and you see a preview of our October 4th TLC show, Where Are They Now?, you're going to say, oh my God, those two didn't kill each other?
And why would you say that? See, because now, the last time we were kind of talking about the story, Kasia, when we had you on, but now, I mean, kind of, why would Jason say something like that, Kasia?
Because most of the time, as all the other couples, we had our fights too, and we fight a lot, but we can work together.
Right. So what types of things do you fight about?
Well, things like he likes to wake up very early. I wake up like 9, 10 o'clock. I like to stay up late. He likes to go to bed early. Things like that, you know.
Why is that, Jason? And what is the situation that she likes to get up 9, 10 o'clock? You can't get work started at that time, right?
Well, actually, she's embellishing a little bit. She's more to 11:30, 12 o'clock getting up and staying up until 3 or 4 in the morning. But, you know, we're proud of our relationship, and just because we're a little bit more open than everybody else, and just saying we realize that it's not all peaches and cream.
Yeah.
We continue to work on each other, and we work on ourselves, and we're totally devoted to each other, and we're willing to go the extra mile for one another, and we're most proud of that.
And Kasia, when you first got together and then became married and everything, what concerns did you have? Did you think that this would be a big one about getting up at different times, different interests, things like that, Kasia?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Jason, can you kind of explain what I mean?
Yeah.
So basically what I'm saying, Kasia, is that once you got married, you had these thoughts of Jason. Then after the process started and you've been married for a while, what have you seen other types of things that have gone on in the relationship that you might have not known about Jason before?
Oh, Jason can be very obsessed with something. He never gives up until he gets it, and it can be a little bit annoying. You know, something like, okay, you tried this 10 times, you didn't get it, so I think it's time to give up, you know? I didn't know this about him.
Jason, why is that? I mean, why does that get under her skin?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's a generational thing or a male-female thing or just the way I was raised, but, you know, when I latch onto something, I am not going to give it up for anything. And when I get emotionally involved with something, I'm going to go all the way. And, you know, maybe it's just not the mentality of the millennials. Or maybe just Kasia thinks that it's just not important enough to...
Yeah.
She may view it as a waste of time, but you know what? I can't tell you how many times where I've done something 10 times and I failed, but I did it one more time and I hit it. So, I mean, I have a proven track record, and I'm pretty proud of my resume. So, I hope that people can learn from my mistakes, and that's what I try to show Kostya, that, hey, don't go down that road. I've already done it. I've made 10 mistakes.
Now, Kostya, when you were saying specifically, do you think you've picked up a lot of some American millennial attitude since you've come to the States?
American attitude?
The attitude, millennial type stuff, where a lot of Americans your age have that work ethic at times, and well, I'm going to do it when I want to do it, and things like that. Well, Jason's like structured, organized. I got to get this done when I got to get this done, and you're more like laissez-faire, hands off type. Okay, when it happens, it comes. It happens. Not a sense of was growing up in Brazil. Were you the same way, or is it kind of the American attitude of the younger generation has kind of rubbed off on you since you've come to the States?
Mm-hmm. Like, when I lived in Brazil, I didn't have a lot of responsibilities. I just had to go to college, get my grades good, go to work, have my money and spend and everything I wanted. I didn't need to give my mom any money to burn the house. I didn't need to help to take care of my sisters. My mom was not really on my case, like, oh, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. She let me, like, live my life, you know? But with Jason, he, as you said, he doesn't like me to commit the same mistake as he did. So he tries to make me not do certain things because he says, okay, it will not work, even though I want to try it. And see for myself.
Yeah.
He's very protective.
I see. And Jason, so it is in a lot of ways, it's just like getting used to explaining to her why this is such an important thing through your wisdom you've developed in time for when you were her age. You had the same kind of ideals and thought process, and you're saying that the road I went down because of that.
Every day, I am the teacher, I am the mentor, I am the leader, I am the father, I am the husband, I am all of the above when it comes to Kostya. We're going to do it this way, and this is why. And she says, well, what about doing it this way? I say, no, I've done it that way. We wasted a lot of money, we wasted a lot of time. So, yes, I get frustrated sometimes when I have to go on a long-winded lecture on why we're going to do something, because sometimes the time just doesn't allow for it. And that's when I get frustrated, and, of course, she gets agitated and annoyed. And then that's when the mushroom blows up, as you would say, because I just can't do the lectures. Every time we try to do a task, we're making chicken salad this afternoon, or running to the store to get bread. And we're just going to have to continue to work on our communication. I think that's when we need to talk to one of your previous guests, John Gray.
I'm trying. I reached out to the publicist, but I'm going to try by just calling John myself, the office. And maybe we can get also his daughter on, too, as a relation expert as well. So I was already thinking about this, but you know what? I'll be the relations expert in this one. As again, we're talking to Jason and Kostya Hitch, stars of the TLC's hit show, 90 Day Fiancé. And what we're finding out is that the Where Are They Now episode that airs October 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern. Is that correct? Is that the correct time slot, Jason?
Yes, that's TLC Channel 280 on DirecTV, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. October 4th, Sunday night,
and I tell you, I will be tuning in, trust me, and I will be live tweeting with Jason and Kostya. I can't wait to watch that and see what TLC types of situations occur, but it's going to be a very, very, very interesting show, to say the least, and we do have a possible phone call guest on the line, and we'll see who that is, and wouldn't that be funny if it was John Gray, but this is going to be interesting, this live show, and how much editing I'll have to do with this one after it's over. But I'm not that kind of person. I like to just go with the flow. So we're going to take a caller, but and see if they have a question for Jason and Kostya. And I'm going to say, hey, welcome to the Total Celebrity Show. Do you have a question for Jason and Cassia?
Yes. Hi. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, great. So my name is Kevin from Los Angeles, actually North Hollywood. And I've been watching the show. I think they're a very interesting couple. And I'm wondering if they think that they would have lasted this long, essentially, with the fact that they're such, well, different kind of people, you know what I mean? Different personalities, different cultural backgrounds, different hemispheres.
Let's have
Kevin. You bring up a good point. You know, can the yin and the yang get along? Can those kind of people work together if they have a devotion and a respect for each other? And I tend to say yes. I'm devoted to this woman through hell or high water, and we're gonna go the extra mile and put each other first. That's what we're gonna do, Kevin.
Yeah, and. We always have people asking, like, why marry someone from another country? You are totally different. The languages are different. The culture is different. But the thing about this is every day we learn something new about each other. You know?
Yeah.
We learn the language. You know, we learn slangs. We learn new foods, everything. So everything is different. So I think that's why it makes it special.
Interesting. I want to get any other questions?
Yeah. Let me ask one more thing. Like, what would you say is what would you say is the hardest thing in your relationship? What is the biggest obstacle for each of you, for Jason and for Cassia? Yeah.
Biggest obstacle. Well, I do believe that the age difference is a big one, because I have 16, 17 years of living life and dealing with thousands of people and making 1,000 more mistakes than she has. I mean, I've made more mistakes in the last 17 years than she'll see for the next 17 years of her life just being with me.
Sure.
And then it's just not whether or not she used the dull knife versus the sharp knife. This is talking about just interacting with people, dealing with the jobs or phone calls or anything that you have to deal with in America. She just is not going to be around me 24/7. She's going to have to go on her own and do things. She's got college coming up in January, and I'm not going to be around. So she needs to have some tough love now, as I call it. So I can throw her out and say, hey, you're on your own, kid.
Tough love. Now, what about Cassia? What is her, what is your biggest obstacle, would you say, in this whole thing?
Well, I think I need to listen to Jason more. I think it's difficult to me just to accept that sometimes he's right. And I need to listen to him more, yeah, because he wants to prevent me to get hurt or to waste my time. And sometimes I don't think it's best, but I know his intentions are good. So the biggest challenge for me is sometimes to accept that he is right and I'm wrong.
Oh, now, so also, thank you for your call. I have some follow-up questions. And again, anyone else wants to call in, 805-285-9736 if you're live, or tweet at me at Total Tutor if you're listening to one of the syndicated broadcasts all over the world. So thanks again for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Have a nice to meet you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, so as I cut that caller off, I am still trying to understand this. So the first time we interviewed, we just talked about specifically the storyline of you two. Now I'm more and more saying, John Gray, we need you. And I'm going to have to tweet that out to John, because again, John's publicist kind of must not understood my email, but you know how publicists are.
Uh-huh.
That's why we all fire them. So it's true. We could do it ourselves. Let's go right into this, Cassia. I'm listening to you, and Jason has to have, and being married for over as 15 years, I have learned that if I am constantly lecturing my wife, and again, I experienced a lot more life than she has, and she's only a year and a half younger than me. It's because I was out as a professional wrestler. I traveled all over the world. I experienced all these different things while she was just stuck in Shaler in Pittsburgh. So she didn't experience those things. What I learned from that process, we do have another caller, is that I can't constantly lecture. I can't constantly do these things, because what's going to happen is the relationship is going to become more and more a brother-sister relationship, or a father-daughter relationship, instead of a couple as one. So we'll take that, but we do have another caller. I never thought I'd be Dr. Phil tonight on the show, but I want to welcome our next caller. You're on the line, 419. Can you tell me the question you have for Jason and Cassia?
This is Danielle, one of the castmates, and I wanted to say hi to Jason and Cassia.
Hello. Hey, Danielle. Hi. Nice to get a call.
Hi, Danielle.
How are you guys?
Fantastic. We're doing good. I wanted to ask you a question, Danielle. So you're on the same show as Jason and Cassia. So I have to have a one-on-one interview with you as well, for sure, on my show.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Great. All right. So Danielle, do you have a question for them, or do you have a comment?
I have a question. How is Cassia adjusting to the U.S.?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good now. In the beginning, it was kind of hard, like, especially with the food in here. I thought it was greasy. You guys eat eggs with bacon and breakfast, and now I just love it. And the weather here is amazing, because back in Brazil, the city that I lived in was rainy, and it rained almost every day. I hate it. So for me, living farther is like heaven.
Interesting.
That's good.
Any other comments to make, or what was your experience on the show, and what would you say? Because I have not had a chance to watch the show. I've heard things from Jason, always talking to him on the phone about different things, but we're talking a lot of business. So Danielle, what would you say specifically you learned from the show?
It was okay as far as the filming, but the negativity and the social media stuff is the part I didn't like.
And I agree.
And tell me what happened in social media that kind of really got rough on you, Danielle.
Just the different rumors that Muhammad had different kinds of women, and people just sending me nasty messages and stuff.
Interesting. Okay, so, and were those rumors true or false, Danielle?
They're false.
They're false. So what's going on? Are we going to have to wait to the episode to find out what's going on with you two?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Pretty much. Okay, so do you tell us where we can find information on you? Do you have a Twitter and stuff that people can follow you?
We have a joint fan page, Danielle and Muhammad fan page, and then Muhammad has a single fan page too.
Okay, fantastic. But non-Twitter, it's interesting. Everyone telling you Twitter's the way to go. Trust me, I keep telling Jason and Cassia, they're building a following and interacting, and they're going to be live tweeting. We will be live tweeting that entire episode on October 4th. I'll be on and involved in it as well at 10 p.m. Eastern. So, Danielle, any other questions to ask? Would you be interested in a one-on-one interview with me on my show?
Sure. I'll do an interview.
Okay, I will make sure, Jason, you'll set that up, right?
Say, hey, Neil, why do we have Danielle on the phone? Let me ask Danielle for one quick question.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if she just got into the show and been hearing anything what we've been saying, but what would Danielle's advice about the last 12 months of her marriage that she could give to us that would give us a little bit more perspective? Because, you know, Danielle, I mean, I'll just be honest, you're a couple years older than I am, and Muhammad is a few years older than than Cassia. So the age difference is not that far off. And you know, you and I came from the other side of the tracks, and Muhammad and Cassia came from the other side. So do you have any 2 cents that you could give us advice?
So communication is one, and then always try to remember that their life and their country was completely different from ours. And people need to realize that it takes a long time for them to adjust to the U.S. because their cultures are so different from ours.
True. And that's the other thing. And this is the thing that's happening. Everyone now is trying to marry someone that's exactly the same as they are. It's going to be interesting to look at compared to how opposites attract, because you need a team and together as a couple, as one, to have success in a marriage. One going two different directions or being exactly the same does not bring two together as one. And when those differences are out there, communication is the key for everything. So, Danielle, what's your, again, your Facebook fan page so people could like it?
Danielle Muhammad's fan page.
All right, well, fantastic. Any other questions?
Nope. I think the girls are wanting to say hi to Jason and Cassia.
Okay, sure.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, Danielle, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Hello.
Bye.
Okay. All right, so we're going to say goodbye. Take care. All right, they're off the line. So that was a surprise, Jason, wasn't it?
Yeah, wow, yeah. I didn't know they were fans of your show.
No, everyone's fans of my show. Come on now, Jason. Did you hear my list this week of all guests? And you guys top it off to end the week for sure. All right, now I'm getting into this before, and then we're going to talk about giving some hints of what we're going to tune into on Sunday night, October 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern. And it's funny, talk about, and anybody has TLC. Trust me, anyone who is into reality television at times likes TLC shows till they cancel them. For example, The Duggars was our favorite show, by the way, Jason and Cassia, and they had to cancel it just based on one little incident. But I guarantee if you dig into other casts of other shows on TLC that are maybe going leaning to the left a little bit more, they would never lose their show, Jason, right?
Well, you know, TLC executives, I scratched my head in the last year of what their new motives were or are, where the direction of the entire network is going. I know that they want to jump on a lot of what do you want to call it? Each show has a message, you know, a nice topical message that's going on in the society today, and if it's an anti-message in the media. And their show has an incident like the Duggars, then off with your head. You know, let's just say, for example, Buddy got a DUI. He was driving 90 miles an hour in downtown Manhattan in his brand new Corvette. You know, he didn't even get a slap on the wrist. They just said, hey, you know, apologize, and you're back on the air to sell your books and your cakes. And then he toured around. So, you know, is there a double standard on people's, criminal activity? Yeah, sure there is. The entire media, just not TLC.
Well, I'm working on Buddy, so I'm not going to say anything about that.
Buddy, but we reached out to him when he was in Tampa, and we were ignored. So that's what I say.
What happened? How did you reach out? You should have said, you know, I have I know the publicist for The Cake Boss. I was working with him one time, went down to The Cake Boss. We waited in line, got the hot dogs in New Jersey, you know, the whole deal with my family. And then later on, they came to me and said, just like some major celebs that came calling saying they want to be on my show already. So, okay. But let's go to this, the really interesting part of this episode. And again, is I think Cassia and Jason needs to learn specifically what a relationship is. And Cassia has to learn what American relationships are like. Because in Brazil, how would you define a relationship between a man and a woman in Brazil? Is it a little different? Is the man pretty much the one in charge of most relationships in Brazil, would you say? Or is it kind of like the States, Cassia?
Yeah, you can say that men take care, just like dominant in the relationship in Brazil. But the thing about it is that in Brazil, like, when you get married, you are one. So you do everything together. You know what I mean? You go to a bar, you don't go by yourself. You go to a park, you don't go by yourself. You always with your spouse. Here in America, it looks like different. Like Jason said, oh, I need a break. I think I will just go to see a baseball game with my friend. And I said, but how can you just go to the on the baseball game with your friend and leave me at home? How can you do that? You know, if he was a Brazilian, I'm sure he would not do that.
Why do you think that is, Cassia?
Huh?
The guys want to, they have enough, and they say they want to just go on their own, but then come back, and everything's okay. Leave the wife at home. Why is that an American thing in a way?
I don't know. I would like to understand why you guys do it, because for me, it's very, very hard to understand why you would like to do something without your spouse. I don't see a reason for that.
Now, putting yourself in this predicament, Cassia, choosing to come to the United States and marry Jason, not knowing a lot about who Jason was, how did your family feel about you doing this?
My family? Well, yeah. I remember when I told my mom I was talking to him, she said, you need to stop it now because you're crazy. It will not work. Because you're too far away, you're so different. You have your college. I want you to focus on your career. I want you to finish college. Forget about it. Then he flew to Brazil. My mom met him. She liked him. And then he flew again in December. She liked him. And then she started supporting the relationship. But she really hated the idea of me leaving my college just 1 week, 1 year. I just needed one more year to get graduated, and I left to live with him. So she really didn't like this.
All right. Well, now, again, so the relationship is just arguments, Jason, but that's all couples, and all women complain all the time, Jason, so get used to it. That's what John Gray told me. Now I wish I had that advice my first year of marriage, but I sure as heck know it's now. Just little things, get her little things. I know you listened, Jason, that whole John Gray interview. I think re-listen to it again because that's the truth for sure. Now, Jason, anything else to promote? I know you guys have a business and stuff for our listeners out there so that they can get involved and check out the sites you're involved in, all that stuff, and remember again for October 4th. Go, Jason.
Well, to finish up here, we did take a few of my connections I've made here in Florida, and we've gotten real lucky here in the last 4 or 5 months this summer. We have started a business called Gifting Fun, GiftingFun.com. And it is a line of gourmet snacks that we are personalizing for customers. We're going to take your picture of you and your wife and your family on that Disney trip. And we'll be able to put a decal on top of the box and put a smaller decal on each one of our products that we have in the box. We'll give a personalized card from you to your wife, and I will send this box of snacks with the Disney photo of you and your family to your wife at home or at work or wherever she is, just to say, honey, I love you, and that it was such a wonderful trip we took last week. Ta-da!
What a great thing. And Cassia, I think that the thing is that Jason's, as an entrepreneur, they don't stop thinking. Their minds continue to go, and it's hard because you probably are the kind of thought process, why doesn't he just go ahead and work for somebody, right? Is that, and that's hard for any wife to have a husband who's an entrepreneur because you don't know when your money's coming, right?
Yep. But I love that he is an entrepreneur and he has like good ideas. He knows how to be the leader. And I trust him. So, and we can work together. I don't need to get out and work somewhere else all day long and then come home and spend some time with him. We can spend time together and make money together.
All right, so all
that's the greatest thing about it. That's
great. It is, and that's the thing. You're together, and that's important. Jason, best place to find information, all you guys. You gave us one of the websites, all the different places, social media creds. Give us the lineup now.
The website is jasonandcasia.com. That's andcasia.com. We're on Twitter at Hitch for Life, HITCH, the number 4, LIFE. And we're at Casia Tavares on Twitter. And our public page on Facebook, Jason and Casia. And in our new business, giftingfund.com, where if you're a business trying to rebrand your business and send a thank you gift because you sold a car or you sold a house, or you're trying to facilitate new customers, you can put your logo on our box and we can mail it out. If you are a family member of any sort and you want to send a box up to that special someone, you can use our box of snacks and we will mail it to anyone, anywhere in the world. And we're very proud of this. So, Neil, you've been wonderful. And it sounds like to me we'll see you on Twitter. We'll do a live
tweet.
Twitter feed.
Yes, live tweet, 10 p.m. Eastern, October 4th, TLC. And with Flood tweet saying, we don't want Jason and Casia to leave. We want them back on TLC in some show. That's the big thing. And then also, again, Casia has some things to talk about based on immigration and things like that. You got to just contact them, and they're available all the time. So take care, guys. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
take
you.
Care. Okay. All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Total Celebrity Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can go to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor. Neil S. Haley, Facebook. LinkedIn, Neil Haley. Instagram, TotalTutor. Pinterest, Neil Haley. Google+, Neil Haley. And at Periscope, at TotalTutor. A lot of different fun things this week. Some phenomenal guests. I can tell it's definitely September. When fall comes, the great guests come. So I'm excited to welcome the program. The stars of Heartbreakers, Miller and Carol Lee. Miller and Carol Lee, thanks for calling. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for having us, Neil.
Doing
great. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show, for sure. I want to get to some of your background, but this show sounds really cool, especially I heard about your first guest, a hint, hint on that first guest. But Miller, tell me your background, first of all, and then we'll get to Carol Lee.
Well, thank you for having us, Neil. I started working, I've always loved art and antiques. I went to Baylor University, and that's where Carol Lee and I met. And then we both got our master's at Sotheby's Institute of Art. And then we've had careers in the art world ever since. I started my own company in 2006. And Carol Lee and I have a great time working together on projects as an art consultant and art appraiser.
Very, very interesting. And so you have the entrepreneurial mindset, it sounds like, Miller. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I enjoy it. I like challenging projects and working with all different types of clients.
All right. Well, fantastic. Now, Carol Lee, tell us your background.
Sure. So I, as Miller mentioned, we went to Baylor University. I was an art history major there. Then did the Sotheby's graduate program in New York, and I've had various positions in the art world, from artist studio manager to a gallery director for many years. I've worked as a specialist in auction houses. It's quite a varied background, but started my own firm a couple of years ago and consult and appraise, and now having a great time collaborating with Miller on Artbreakers.
So now let's kind of go into this, particularly how you guys came up with this project, especially who's TV, the TV experience for both of you guys to get this together as sorority sisters to try to do this project together for television. Miller, it must have been cool. Tell us how that kind of developed.
It is. It's very cool, and we're super excited about Artbreakers on Ovation. But we came up with the idea, and we took it to a producer, and then Ovation, they took it to the network, and Ovation loved it, and that's history.
That simple. Well, Carol Lee, elaborate on that one. It was that easy. You guys said, got an idea, let's go ahead and pitch it, and there you go, sounds like.
It took a while, and Miller's agent from a previous television show sort of came up with the idea and pitched it to a producer, and they shopped it to some networks, and Ovation is a perfect fit. It's sort of the only art network in America, so it's an excellent fit for a show like Art Breakers that really promotes and supports the arts.
Oh, definitely. And Carol Lee, so your experience on television, you said that Miller had more experience. Was this a difficult transition to try to put this together into the show for you?
It is my first experience with television, but I wouldn't say it was difficult. It was very fun. We had a blast working with the producers, with Ovation. I mean, we're so excited that Art Breakers can expose a wide-ranging audience to all kinds of art and artists. And, you know, it was invigorating and exciting.
Miller, did you have to say, give her some pointers the first time on, you know, in camera, just act natural, don't worry if the cameras are on, and just keep going and through the process?
Not at all. No, Neil, I did not. Carolee is a natural. And what's great about this is what we do on a daily basis. And so Art Breakers, we really take you the behind the scenes of the art world, what we do every day. So Carolee was just, you know, came to the concept of getting used to the camera not being there, and she really got used to it pretty quick.
So by doing what you guys do, and that's what people are going to enjoy the show, is what you normally do in a daily basis in your business, you now are doing it with Art Breakers. So that's the best idea for people when they're doing types of reality-type shows that involve educating people on specific things. Carolee, don't act like there's cameras in front of you and just do like you're regularly doing how you serve your customers.
Right. I mean, we both were just very ourselves because we were doing our real jobs and what we do and what we love. We love working with art. We love buying art for clients. And so just to have cameras there to capture it was a bit different, but also we feel an excellent way to have art and collecting and artists and artwork reach a wide public.
Miller, are you concerned about how art is being is disappearing in specific ways, especially in public education and schools, and art is not being, highlighted as much as more? And so you're happy to have a show like this to get the younger people interested in art, especially when they're not being exposed as much anymore, in my opinion, especially in public education and education K-12 in general.
Yes, Neil, that's a great point. And that's what our show, whether you don't have a background in art or you're an experienced connoisseur, even if you don't even have an income to buy art, this show, you can't not watch it and learn something from watching our show. It has a great educational component as well as it's very entertaining.
And Carol Lee, that's the goal is to make it entertaining and education, especially when you love art. And this is what you've always enjoyed doing. And for the first time, people that don't understand what you do, this is a fun part of how you, with a lot of your customers, educate them, correct?
Exactly. I mean, art should be fun, and collecting art is a blast. And we love it. Our clients love it. We're passionate about it. Our clients choose to spend their money on art because it is fun and it is rewarding. And so we're hoping to encourage new collectors to dive into the world of art and hope to encourage experienced collectors to keep learning and keep having fun with it.
How much of the challenge, Miller, we're going to get into the show in a second, is challenging of collecting art to make sure you make the right purchases that are an investment but also aesthetically pleasing to your home or office or wherever you choose to use this art after you purchase it?
That's a great question. We always find challenges because it just depends on the client, and you'll see that on all of our episodes on Art Breakers. You never know what kind of curveballs the client is going to throw to you, whether they want to find art, which you'll see in one episode, according to their spiritual needs and taste. So we really work exclusively to the client and try to meet all of their goals and desires, because what's most important is what the client wants. And we customize that uniquely for each person. But some people aren't looking to buy necessarily just top dollar for investment purposes. They just want to buy for aesthetic reasons and what makes them happy. And we can help them make an educated, wise decision. You know, not all art doesn't have to be $1 million or 5 to 6 figures. You can buy nice quality art from emerging artists that can go up in value significantly and actually outperform the stock market. So you can make a lot of money in this industry, and you're going to get a taste of that on our television show.
So that's very interesting. So I'm going to ask a go back with a recommendation type of a situation for whoever wants to answer this, and then we'll go back into the show. We're finally looking to decorate, and this is perfect time. The best art experts I have on my show. See, that's what I get, and celebrity art experts, that they're going to help me in this process. Now, we have 5 kids, and we pretty much, my wife and I, we bought a house about 5 years ago from March, and a brand new house, and we've never had the chance to decorate because we've had 3 kids in that time period as well. What is your recommendation when you don't have a huge budget of choosing the right artwork for certain rooms and stuff? Who would like to answer that one?
My recommendation would be to, rather than spend your whole budget on just filling up the walls, to acquire quality pieces slowly as your budget allows. Mm-hmm. You may have some empty walls for a while, but it's better to acquire quality pieces that you're going to love and that'll hold their value and hopefully appreciate in value than just trying to fill your walls up.
So too many pictures, Carol Lee, just too many pictures just really junk up rooms or different things. It's more about the quality than the quantity.
I mean, there's no such thing as too much art, but I think that if you're looking to, you know, really sort of invest your money and buy wisely, then it takes some time to build a collection, and you and your wife and your family should go into galleries and start looking and figure out what you want to live with and just acquire quality pieces, even if it takes a little bit longer to fill the walls.
And Neil, this is Miller. I think it's so important, exactly what Carol Lee said, but you know, you can find pieces that speak to your heart, and it doesn't have to have a huge price tag. And you're going to have it for generations to come, and that the whole family can enjoy and that they'll always remember. So it doesn't have to be an expensive purchase to have something that really is meaningful and beautiful on your wall.
And art can be anything involving so define art for me, Carol Lee. I'm giving you a lot of art education questions that probably you guys have done the talk show circuit, and you're like, whoa, where did you come up with this? But define for me what you consider art in decoration and stuff, and decorating and collecting. What do you consider art? It's a variety of things, isn't it, Carol Lee?
Well, it can be, and you'll see on the show we work with collectors that don't just collect art. We work with a collector of entertainment memorabilia and Hollywood memorabilia.
Yeah.
So that's what one client has found a passion in, and they love collecting pop culture memorabilia, and they're, you know, it's about finding something that you love and want to dig into and dive into and live with.
That's fascinating. That's definitely fascinating, Carol Lee, because I was in the old house. One of the decorations was the basement, the finished basement was my sports memorabilia. We don't have our new house finished basement yet where my studio is, but I definitely am looking at kind of changing it from how I did this time to a lot of the celebrity guests I've interviewed to different types of paraphernalia and different things to make it really, really
right.
Cool. And interesting and unique. Miller, that's important, right? Making things unique in decorating with
that's
the art.
That's key.
It'll, yeah.
It's key. It has to speak to you and really have that impact on the wall. And we like to find the art that is a powerful piece and has meaning to somebody.
All right, let's get right into it, Carol Lee. As your publicist told me, your first episode guest is pretty exciting, and I'm sure you have a variety of different guests, but can you hint on that, who that guest is?
Sure. So in the first episode of Art Breakers, you will see us. We are hired by Mario Lopez to commission a original piece of art for him. He has a new brand of tequila. And tequila is part of his Mexican heritage, and so he wanted a original piece of art that related to his tequila brand and to his heritage. And he didn't want an advertisement, so he wanted an original piece of fine art. And so you'll see in the first episode, us meet with Mario and hire the artist to do the work, and you'll see us present the final piece to Mario.
And Neil, what's so great about this is we're showing you the behind the scenes of what really happens with a client on the commissioning process. So rarely do people ever get to see how you go through the process of hiring an artist and meeting the client's specific taste. And this, we're giving you a sneak peek of what goes on in that process.
You're seeing, it's almost like in a real estate house buying situation as a real estate agent, or buying other properties or flipping house. Now we're seeing it in the art world, Miller, is what you're trying to say.
Exactly. You see how we commission pieces for whatever the client's goals and desires are, as well as how we buy and sell for them, and how we curate pieces, which is also so important, where you hang a piece, the lighting, the framing, each component is critical.
This sounds very, very interesting, to say the least. And I guess, Carolee, you guys are getting excited for when the debut is. When is it debuting? When is the show going to debut?
The show will air next Sunday, October 4th, on Ovation. And
awesome.
We are very excited. We're excited about the show. We love working with Ovation and their goals to reach art all over the world, art lovers all over the world. So we're excited.
Well, you're going to get a definite, and I believe, Miller, definitely a variety of audiences. But as you see the success of all these shows involving things like real estate and fixing up homes and different things, we never get to see this decor type of thing. You're getting me excited already, Miller, and I'm going to have to say to my wife, I said, okay, now, after having these two on, I'm ready to start decorating. It's just, I got that urge. And it's kind of funny. I like to decorate. And I have had just no time as going from an employee to being an entrepreneur, and just life, as you know, Miller, gets in the way in so many ways, that this is something that has to be on the priority list, especially when Pittsburgh gets nice and cold. Let's start decorating. Let's start coming up with these ideas. And your show will give those types of ideas to see some of your clients and what they were trying to look for in originality, right?
Exactly. It's. I love that you're excited about this and ready to decorate and start purchasing art. That's what we want. But art's an asset.
Yeah.
It is a tangible asset.
Sorry, Miller. Go ahead.
No, it's a tangible asset that you can enjoy the benefits of it right there in your home.
Absolutely.
And Neil, one thing that's great about Art Breakers as well is that if you see a work or an artist on one of the episodes that you like, you'll be able to go on ovationtv.com and learn more about the artist and links to their websites or the gallery's website that represents that artist. So everything will be very accessible if you're interested in an artist or piece of art that you see on Art Breakers.
So, Miller, you have to vet a lot of these people or you've already worked with a lot of these artists before to find the very, very best, especially that you've worked with in your career, to put on this program, right? You want the best to be the kind of, or the originality of that client, looking for that client. So the artists, have you worked with these artists before, Miller, that have been, are they going to be featured on the show?
Yes, we have worked with a lot of the artists that are going to be on the television show, but what you'll see on one episode that was, we were really glad that we could feature is, it's not necessarily the price tag. We found a piece from an artist who is developmentally challenged, and this was just, we bought a piece from their favorite charity, and we showed multi-million dollar pieces, and the piece that they liked the most was the piece from their charity, which is wonderful, and that's what goes to show you, art doesn't have to have an expensive price tag. But yes, we customize it for the client, whether they want graffiti art, which you're going to see on some episodes, whether they want photography, which that's Carolee's specialty, and you'll see some cutting-edge contemporary artists.
So interestingly, bring up the word photography, Carolee, because that's an important part for family life, especially if you don't have pictures of your kids up, which that's another goal of ours. Like I said, life gets in the way. That you want your home or your office or your business to have certain things that really make it unique, as I've said the word unique before, but pictures, how
right.
is that different in photography? Because photography a lot of times can be worth a lot if you found an original picture from years ago, but a lot of it has to do with the photography that's taken today to decorate and make it original, and also, I wouldn't say expensive, but, you know, the framing, all the different things that go into it, right?
Right. So I think you're talking about having personal family photos incorporated into your art collection.
Yes.
Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yeah, but also I mean, older photographs or photographs that you've chosen in ways for the business or certain things, that it's not just the picture, it's a lot more.
That's correct. And photography is a very interesting market, and certainly a wide range of price tags depending on the age, the photographer, the date it was printed. It's a pretty nuanced field. But, you know, one of the pleasures of buying art is exercising personal taste and making, like what you just said, your space and your home unique. And, you know, incorporating family photographs into that is certainly an option.
But the photography market in the past couple of years has tripled. It's a great way to really start off emerging and beginning collectors to get a taste of the art world. And it's got a great entry level that's affordable, and it keeps tripling in size. I mean, the photography market is hot as ever.
Right. I love telling beginning collectors or collectors who don't have a huge budget to look at photographs, because you can buy an original photograph by an important photographer for significantly less than you can buy often an original painting, just due to the medium. But it's a really fun market to explore. It's easily accessible for...
Yeah. You're really educating me, Carol Lee, in this, because I'm especially with photography, because my brain's moving in different directions as we're talking about this, and the excitement. I'll have to tell my wife this, because I've had a pretty rough spell and I'm on crutches right now. And
oh no!
Hey, just imagine that with five kids and my poor wife and all the things she has to do. Let's really think about doing some real fun things and decoration. But tune into the show to get some of the ideas and different things. For sure, Miller, how are you planning on the launch date? What are you planning on doing? You guys are having a big launch party, different things. How are you going to social media that when the first episode airs?
Well, we have a exciting, fun red carpet party coming up next week in Los Angeles that we're really looking forward to. And then we'll be tweeting on Facebook, and we can't wait for Sunday's launch nationwide of Art Breakers. We've been looking forward to this for a long time, and it's going to come on 8 p.m. East Coast and 5 p.m. Pacific on Ovation.
And that's the question I want to ask Carol Lee. Ovation Television, what cable providers, most cable providers provide that, or how do you find Ovation TV in different ways?
It's available across the country on Comcast, Time Warner, DirecTV, AT&T UVerse, Verizon Fios, and others. So if you go to ovationtv.com and click on Find Ovation in your area, you can put in your zip code and provider, and the information will come up.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, it's definitely, and I'm sure Miller, that the episodes after they air, are they going to be available at Ovation TV to watch, or only portions of it? How are they doing that? You have any idea on that one?
We're going to have a great interactive site, so hopefully we'll be able to have recaps and special pilots and different trailers for the show on the website.
That's great, and definitely. And Carol Lee, do you know have you gotten to see all the episodes, or you have to tune in? Is it like all the other reality type shows that you haven't watched the entire thing to see how it's going to show on TV once the whole thing's put together?
We've seen all the episodes, but it'll be more exciting when it airs live, and we can't wait. We think viewers will be entertained and hopefully encouraged to go out and look at art and buy some art.
All right, Miller, everyone wants this tip. Here it is. You want to be a collector. You want to get started. And what are the first steps involved in this process? You've kind of helped us through some of this, but now you want to be a collector. You want to make money, but also you want to have things retain value, but also you want to make it the wow factor. What is the recommendation getting started in this?
Well, first off, you need to work with Carol Lee and Miller, and you're going to make a lot of money. That's the first thing.
if it's a, so if you're up for money and you're an entrepreneur and you say, I want to invest in something, this is something to invest in, you guys.
Exactly. We're going to protect you and make help you make a wise decision and help you save a lot of money in the process. But you've got to start somewhere, jump in, work with the professionals like us, and enjoy the process. If you don't get out there, you can't train your eye and learn what the good, better, and best. And the more you see, the better you're going to become.
Anything to add to that, Carolee?
Yeah, I would say if you are interested in being a collector, the most important thing to do is go look, and look a lot, and look in person, and then buy. You can't be a collector if you don't buy anything. So dive in.
And I think what this also the show is going to be able to show you is that what is considered art to somebody might not be considered art to someone else, but there's no show like this for sure, guys, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And to know that you need to hire an expert, here's the last pitch, and then I guess pitches me as well and things. If you want your son or daughter to increase their SAT score, you got to call me. If you want somebody, if you want to decorate art, you call Carolee and Miller. So you have to understand that specifically the experts have done this all their lives, and they understand completely how you can make money and make the right decisions. So sometimes the price tag's a little bit more, but you're going to end up getting the better. You're going to have more results. And that's what that was great what you said, Miller, for sure. So best place to find both of you guys for Art Breakers, different social media. Let's hear Miller's first, because that's another expertise of mine is social media. So I want to hear about your social media creds now. Go ahead, Miller.
Yes, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. MillerGaffney.com is my website. That's MillerGaff as in Frank, another F as in Frank, NEY.com.
And Carolee, how about you with social media?
Same, Instagram and Facebook. I should maybe start getting on Twitter and figuring that out. But my website okay, good, I need some help. But my website is Carolee Brasso. .com. It's CarolleeBrossau.com.
I was just kidding with you guys about that, but no, I'm pretty good at Twitter. It's something I love doing, and I do it for my clients, and they really reap results. Once you get that celebrity status, just give us a couple weeks, Carolee. Once you air, your Twitter will go off the roof.
Oh, I'm going to be calling you.
I think just based on the show, I can't wait to watch it again. I'm going to have to and find out what's going on, and I'm going to say, hey, now I have art experts I can call on when there's different times. I'd love to have you guys back on again for sure. And does Ovation have a Twitter for Art Breakers as well, Miller, or not? Do you know?
They do. They do. So please follow OvationTV.com, and you'll see all of their social media on the website.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys, for taking the time. I'm excited for you for October 4th. Best of luck, and you got me excited about decorating, and that's going to, I think my wife will be happy about that, especially when, you know, you guys live in California. I'm going to have the doldrums coming soon because, again, Pittsburgh weather, fall started, just give it another month, and the cold weather begins. So you need to have something to keep you guys going. So take care, guys. Good talking to you.
Thanks for having us, Neil.
Thank you.
All right, that was the Total Celebrity Show. Take care, guys, and we will talk tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern. Good night, everyone.